seems to be, and even us others in jails, you know, across the country and that too, you know, we all sort of feel it, we still feel it too, you know, coming from our families. And unfortunately now it's getting stricter and stricter on us being able to represent our families at funerals and that, because of where we are, and, you know, our own powers above stopped that as well. But, you know, we're not cut off from our families out there, you know, and here we are in a way, but, you know, our love and our feelings still go out for them. And
there is,
it's getting more and more, you know, like, and younger and younger. Like,
and there is a dynamic that happens once the notice comes into a facility or a prison or Dame Phyllis Frost Centre or wherever it is, whether it be Parkville or, you know, for youth detention, or, and there's a conflict, not a conflict, but a dynamic happens where either you're the first person notified, so you notify the powers that be that you want to attend the funeral or a service or whatever, and because you're the first one who's put your name to go to that funeral, there are only certain amount of people that are allowed to attend a service or a funeral. So but we know as community people and people within our families that there's in a sense, a hierarchical system that happens. And so the 18-year-old young fella, because he's put his name down, he's the first notified to go to the funeral, he quickly, immediately goes and says, "I want to go." And yet the direct uncle or the direct senior person within the family, his name, he might be last notified. So his name's down the bottom of the list. And so the young 18-year-old hasn't conferred with his uncle or you know, there might be a dad and a son within a facility.
Yeah.
And so you know what I mean? So the powers that be need to come to a realisation that there's protocols within the family unit that need to be adhered to.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, and you get, unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of us in those institutions and that, and at times, you know, there's more than one or two in the same institution. That how do you balance or pick which one gets to go? You know what I mean? Like, makes it pretty hard, I suppose, and that's something that, you know, like we were saying earlier, brother, you know, that's their way of making us blue with each other, you know what I mean, to bring that separation amongst us in here, because they don't like us together, you know what I mean, like, that's why they split us up and send us all different places and don't keep us whole in a big group, you know, and, you know, I've been coming to jail for a long time, you know, been a long time, and our numbers dwindle in different institutions where we used to be together and strong, and a lot of us now, they separate us and keep us apart, and when the group starts getting too big, they just float us out to other places.
Well, you know, we were talking about it off air, Deedee, is that your nephews, Cubby and Reg, will obviously want to go, but that might prevent you from actually attending the service. So how do we solve those situations?
Well, I suppose, like you were saying, you know, them people in the communities and them higher places, I suppose they gotta come to meet with the powers above that run these places. And you know, I think you're aware of it, and Sister Mill, you're aware of it. Back in, I think, 1993 it was, we had the Royal Commission into Black Deaths in Custody, you know, and it was made then as a rule that we all attended funerals and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And, but now, over the time, it's not as strong anymore, you know? And I suppose the numbers now are a lot higher, you know what I mean? And so they bring it down, you know? So how do we...
Yeah, that's right, because they made it sort of so that it's not a really big issue. But what you're saying is that it is, hey?
It's a huge issue, you know?
Yeah. Because some people have missed out on going because other brothers, you know, who weren't so closely connected, went to
the funeral. Yeah, that's right. Like Brother Boy was saying, the first one that puts his name down, he thinks entitled to go first because he got his name in first. But, you know, we've got a hierarchy too that sort of goes that way. But then it's not fair because there's a lot of us from the same families, you know what I mean? And how do we spread it out? You know what I mean? Because they only take one or two from
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so it's a shame.
And we got big families, eh?
Yeah, that's right, you know. Especially, you know, like the families we're talking about at now, you know, huge families. But, you know, so, but unfortunately, you know, the ones that get to go, and the ones that don't, got to sit here and sing out, so, you know.
And then to even elaborate more, when you go home, the angst within the family is, well, you weren't here.
You know what I mean? Why didn't you go? How come? Yeah. That's what they try and say. Like, well,
yeah.
It's, as Brother Boy was saying before, it's sort of like, between us, we try and organise it the best we can in who gets to, you know, like, it doesn't matter if he puts his name down first, last, second, whatever. We try and work it out between us in here. Well, he's like, we're all family, but we try and work out who's actually the closest that gets to prioritise on where they, if they want to go or not. That's
Yeah, and then once the list goes in, then obviously it goes to other people and they tick off on who goes anyway. If they don't want to go, you know, and it's been in the past that some of us from different families and that or whatever haven't been allowed to go because they don't like us going to these things. So, you know, and like Brother Boy was saying before, Paulie, you know, like in here you don't get to grieve your mother, you know, stuff like that. We, you know, we go through them things. And they're the important issues that when that happens, you know, that that's the times that we should be allowed to go to them things or, like, luckily you're going home tomorrow, mother, you know, and see your family, but hopefully that angst isn't there, you know.